parsha is Parsha Miketz, but we're going to discuss, like I told you last week, we're going to discuss, Bezar Hashem, the dreams of Yosef. So, the first dreams started off in Parshas Vayeshev, when Yosef dreamt about the Ma'alim Alumim, Betoch HaSadeh. There was a gatherings of wheat, or bushels of wheat, in the field, and stood up. This is the dreams that he told his brothers and his father. My bushel stood up, was standing, and was surrounded alumotechem, your bushels, and they bowed to my aluma. So it's brought down that this is actually, I mean, we see in this week's parasha where in the end, when Yosef met his brothers and they bowed down to him, so we see that Yosef says, the pasuk says there, that Yosef remembers his dreams. And we see that there was a kiyum, there was an establishment of these dreams. So, what does it mean, these alumot? This wheat and the brothers' wheat going around Yosef. Yosef, as we know, the purpose of Yosef is to go into Golos, to go into exile, like we explained last week. Golos, Loshen of Golos, is Loshen of Gilui, of revelation, and to reveal that which is in Golos, all the Sheva, all the wheat, all the lost souls that come back. So the purpose of Yosef when he goes to the Golos is to bring back those sheaves, and they will all be going around Yosef and Tishtachavena and coming back, being nullifying themselves toward Yosef and Yosef bringing them back. So that's what's actually this dream. And when the brothers actually did that, the purpose we're going to see of these parshas is Yosef bringing back his brothers to Achva. Yosef bringing back his brothers to brotherhood with him. And that's the tisovenet alumoti, alumotechem, that goes around your alumot, right? By my aluma. So the gathering and the oneness that Yosef brings with his brothers, right? And that yichud, that achva, that brotherhood, that achva, that oneness, that's the concept of this dream. And that's the concept of Yosef in exile. That's what this dream is explaining. And so it's talking about Atid Lavo. It's talking about any exiles. That's the purpose of the exile. And that's what this dream is. Now it's the next dream. V'yachalom od chalom. Ache. V'yisapeh oto. And he's told it. Le'echav to his brothers. V'yomeh. Hinei chalamati chalom od. Another chalom. V'hinei ha'shemesh v'yareach. The sun and the star and the moon. And the 11 stars are bowing to me. Now, the concept of Yosef, we said, is this bechina called Yesod. It's the lower bechina. It's the concept which goes into the world and connects to the world and brings back that which is lost in the world. So now, Yaakov and the Shvatim, in a certain sense, most of them are higher bechinot, what also are higher levels. Yaakov is Tiferet, Yosef is Yisod Tiferet. It's a higher level than Yisod. How's Yaakov and, so to speak, Rachel going to be bowing to Yosef? So here it's explained that this is a different type of Ishtachavot. This is not a bowing down. I mean, the concept of bowing down, where do we see this concept of bowing down? Bracha. What's the concept of bracha? Bracha means shefa, brings good influence into the world, right? So bracha comes from the lashon of berech, comes from the lashon of your knee. What do you do with your knee? Your knee is the place where you bow down, where you mishtachave, right? The concept of bracha can only come to a person when he's mishtachave, when he nullifies himself to the higher source. When we were brachot from the Kodesh Baruch Hu, how do we get that bracha? So the format of Ashmona Esrei is what? First, we praise, right? And Ashmona Esrei, we're bending. Baruch, whenever we say Baruch Atah Hashem, we're bending, we're mezokif Hashem, right? The concept of when we praise someone, when we connect, we nullify ourselves to someone when we praise them. We're thanking them for all the goodness they're giving us. There's a nullification. And that bowing down, the nullification of self to something else, that brings the bracha from the higher source. Because when you nullify yourself to a place which is shefa, which has shefa, which has high influence, that nullification brings on that shefa. So that's the concept of bracha. So the hishtachaveh of Yaakov and Rachel and the Shvatim here to Yosef wasn't a concept that they were bowing down to him in the sense of they were what's it called going down to the lower level of Yosef. Yosef was the lowest part of the spheres, right? He was the Mokum Abris, right? There was a lower part. Yaakov was the Guf or whatever you want to, right? The brothers with different aspects, right? So the concept is that they were getting the shefa from Yosef. Yosef was going to be the mashbir. Yosef, the shefa that came to the brothers, would come through Yosef. And that's what this bracha, this dream says. That's in Golos also. The shefa that comes to Klal Yisrael in Golos comes through Yosef. Because Yosef, who's the mashbir, Yosef is the one who showed Eretz Mitzrayim, and he brings back all that shefa. He gathers in and brings that shefa so the Klal Yisrael and Nizon are sustained in Golos. Because Yosef is that Bechina which brings sustenance to Klal Yisrael in Golos. Yeah? Now, the next dreams are the dreams of the Sarim of Paro. The Sarim Mashkim, the Saha Ofim. Yeah? So, we see in the dreams, there's a very interesting dream to see. It says, V'yiktzov Paro, al shnei sarisav. Paro was angry on his two sarisav, his two servants, so to speak. Al sar hamashkim, on sar hamashkim, v'al sar ha'ofim, and the sar ha'ofim. The person who gives him to drink, who's mashke, and the one who's ofe. V'yitein otam b'mishma beit sar ha'tabachim, beit sar ha'mokam asher Yosef asusha, the place where Yosef is there. So now, v'yachlum chalom, shnehem, I'm skipping. And they dreamt a dream. Ish chalomo b'layla echad, in one night. Ish kepitron chalomo, hamashke v'aufe asher le'melech Mitzrayim asher asurim b'beit asor. The Sa'a Mashke and the Ofe, right? Each one dreamt and they had the pitron for the other one's dream, right? And he sees, Yosef sees them, that they are zo'afim, like angry, like disturbed. And then he asks them for their dreams. V'yisapeh Sa'a Mashke et chalomo l'Yosef, yomeh lo. B'chalomo v'hinei gefen lefanai. Gefen is in front of me. Gefen referred to Klal Yisrael. Why is Geffen referred to Klal Yisrael, Knesset Yisrael? Because just as a Geffen, that's why, you know, when two people get married, you say, Inve Geffen, Inve Geffen, Dava Noam Mit Kabel. Mm-hmm. Why do you say Davka Geffen? Because Geffen is the only...
Like a Geffen?
Yeah, Geffen Puria. Why? Because the concept of Geffen, that's why Knesset Yisrael is also Nimshal Geffen, Klapek Rish Baruch Hu. Why? Because a Geffen doesn't take hybrids. It doesn't take anything, any other. You can't be Marukiv a Geffen. You can't connect the Geffen to any other tree or any other fruit. You can't do a hybrid with a Geffen. So Knesset Yisrael is Neeman Lebaalav. Knesset Yisrael is how you say Neeman is trustworthy to its husband, to a Kodesh Baruch Hu. We don't take any hybrid. We don't take anything else in. We trust so too. In the Geffen, with a wife, we call her Geffen Puria, right? Because she doesn't take anything. She's Neeman to her husband, right? The same concept. So this Geffen represents Klal Yisrael. Ube Geffen Shlosha Srigim. In the Geffen, there are three, like, branches. So the three branches, what are they? So Rabbeinu Bechaya and other, it's a Midrashim explain that these three Srigim, these three branches are Kohanim, Leviim, V'Yisraelim. Right? The three branches coming to Klal Yisrael. Vuka Porachat, Alta, Nitza. And it goes up, it blossoms, goes up, and then fully blossoms. V'hifshilu eshkolotea, and is formed its vine, Anavim, the grapes of the... So this is a remez of the Pircha of Klal Yisrael in the Geula Atida. So here was a remez to Yosef that Klal Yisrael were going to come there's going to be an aliyah to Klal Yisrael, and there's going to be this aliyah to Klal Yisrael was in the Atid Lavo. So this is speaking about the Geula Atida, the redemption, the future redemption. Then it says Kos Paro Biyadi, and the Kos of Paro is in my hand. Ve'kach et anavim ve'shchototam el Kos Paro. And I'll squeeze them el Kos Paro. So we choose two Koses, right? Ve'ten et haKos al Kaf Paro. Put the Kos on the hand of Paro, right? Then it goes ve'yom elo Yosef ze pitrono shloshes rugim shloshes yamim him. Right, the 3 days. So Yosef was giving his pitaron. Now, Chazal tell us that a pitaron goes according to the peh of a person. So if you give a good pitaron, so since Yosef saw this pitaron, was a dream about the Geul of Klal Yisrael, so he gave it a good pitaron. Bo'od shloshe yamim yisa paro ad roshecha, you'll be go on the head, right? He'll lift your head. V'shivecha al kanecha, and you'll be put on your place. V'natata kos paro, this is the fourth kos, biyado. Kemishpat Rishon, like the first Rishon Asher Ita Mashkehu, when you were Mashkehu, you were the one who was giving him Shefa. So now, these four Kosot, Chazal say, are remes of the Arba Kosot. The Arba Kosot that we have on Pesach. And what do these Arba Kosot represent? Four Lashonas of Geula. So this dream is a dream of Geula, the dream of the redemption of the Jewish people. And here are these four kosot, which represent the kosot of redemption. And Paro represents the ra in the world. Like the Mr. Shishar explains, Paro represents, he's parua, he's, you know, without gvulot, without boundaries. The Yetzirah wants to spread his boundaries, you know, the goof. He wants this, he wants that, he wants the other things. He's not satisfied with, you know.
Mafria,
yeah, it's still the same shorish, because it's you're going beyond your boundaries and you're going to the domain of another person, right? So it's the same shorish.
Le mafreya.
Yeah, that's good. That's also, you're right. That's also going back. That's going out of your gvul. You can't really go back, but yeah, you go. It's going out of your gvul. Anything which is pareya means it's to be revealed. So now it says Kamishpat HaRishon. What's Kamishpat HaRishon? The final cause is Kamishpat HaRishon. The Klaus will come back to its Mishpat HaRishon, which is what? Before the Chet of Adam HaRishon. And then that'll be the Geula Atida. When we have removed, we'll be Mashke to Paro. We'll be the one who has influence over Paro, right? Because Hashaka, right? The concept of Mashke, like we see Mashke, we see Hashaka of a mikveh, right? You have hashok, it's literally in kissing, but hashok of a mikveh, what is hashok of a mikveh? The mikveh, you know how mikvehs work? You have rainwater, and then you have another, the water which we dunk ourselves in, and there's like a pipe, right? That's a big pipe. So that big pipe is called, through that pipe, we call what's called the two mikvehs kiss. And when the rainwater kiss with the regular water, it becomes rainwater. Because that influence of pure water makes this pure as well. Pure for toveling in, right? So the concept of Hashaka is the concept of influence, that the Ra will be influenced from the Tov. Paro represents the Ra, will be influenced from the Tov, and the Tov, the Ra, will become Tov, just as in a mikveh, the Mayim She'uvim, right? The drawn waters, right? Become rain waters, pure waters. So too, the Ra will be turned into good. Now it speaks about Saha Ofim. Now Saha Ofim, right? This represents, right, So Shebeisa, right, Zu Yetzahara. So Sa'a Ofin represents the Ra in the world, the Ra before the Geula. So it says, Vaya Sa'a Ofim, Kitov Pata. Huh? It was good what he did for Sa'a Mashkim. Let's go here. Vayomel Yosef, Afani Bechalomi, also in my dream. Hine Shloshe Sale Chori Aroshi. Sale Chori. Chori is not Chara af. Chori is representing something ra. Chara af. Something which is, you know, even, you know, something which is bad, kas. That's these shlosha salim that represent the kas, the anger, chas v'shalom, v'koresh baruch hu, in the world. I.e., the poranut in the world. Ubetzala elyon, on the top sal. Mikom machal paro, ma'ase ofe, va'of ochelotam. And the birds eat them. Minasal me'al roshi. the son of Rashi. So now Yosef sees that there's this ra in the world, the of Hashamayim is eating them. I.e., what's happening? This lechem, which represents the ra in the world and represents the kas of the Kodesh Baruch Hu, the anger of the Kodesh Baruch Hu, i.e., puranut in the world. We see that the of Hashamayim is eating them. V'yan Yosef yomer ze pitrono shlosha salim shlosha yamim hem. I will remove your head. I, the ra in the world, Yosef here, the way he's giving this pitaron is removing the head of the ra in the world. That means the ra won't have so much kiyum me'alecha, v'tala otcha, and will hang you latid lavo al etz. Yeah, who was tala on the etz? Haman harasha, right? Tala otcha al etz. He made the etz for Mordechai. Tala ala etz. The concept tli ala etz, the ra, has no ha'amada. When a person's hung, what are we doing to him? Why is that killing him? Right? You're removing what? You're removing his head from his body, right? And he has no ma'amada, he has no standing on the ground. The reason you're moving that, because then he has no kiyum in the world, he has no raglayim. There's no way to stand. And therefore, that's the way you're removing his head from his body. He has no kiyum. So that's why Yosef gave this pitaron to Sar Ofin. So the pitaron was this ra will be removed from the world. The head will be disconnected. That's the Shlosha Salim. The three parts of the mind, right? That's the Shlosha Salim of the, right? The Chochma, the Bina, and the Das. The three aspects of mind. So either the head of the ra in the world will be removed. Either ra won't have any kiyum, have no raglayim, have no hamada in the world, no standing in the world. Va'achala off et besarecha, and the birds will even then eat. Now that you have no hamada, now you have no head, so to speak, now also your guf will be given, or either be complete kilui, there'll be complete destruction of the ra in the world. So that's the way Yosef gave the what's it called? The interpretation to thing. Now, there's one more kos. Vayashev et sa mashkim amashkeu. He was placed back sa mashkeu. Viten hakos el kaf paro. And he put the kos on kaf paro. Now we're going back. And we're saying, and Sa Ofin was hung like Yosef explained. Right? So now, this fifth course, you know, in the Haggadah, you have a fifth course. That's the course that's. Yeah, the course that's the Geula Tida. So when that Geula comes, then we'll have a complete bittul of the Ra. Right? Now, says Chazal, very interesting thing. Yosef was chote here. Yosef, instead of relying on a Kodesh Baruch Hu to bring him the Geula, he was relied on Saha, because the Geula of Yosef is also the Geula of Klal Yisrael. He relied on the Zicharon, the remembrance of Saha Mashkim. So because he relied on the help of these dreams that he said, and the reliance on Sara Mashkim, even though Sara Mashkim represent the good in the world, his reliance on this happening, right, was wrong. Velo, and the Zikaron is supposed to be something good. Zikaron is something, right? Zeicha, right? A Zeicha, like we said, the concept of memory. I say this before, when a person has full memory, he remembers everything, I mean, all his Torah, all the good things. You forget bad things, it's not a bad thing to forget. Forgetting bad things is good, right? Remembering good things, like Torah, right? That's a good thing. When does a person not forget his Torah? When he's a complete human being. When his Yetzer Hara is under his control. Right? So we're not talking about us. But when his Yetzer Hara is under his control, there's no concept of Shichacha. There's no concept of... it says that Shichacha came into the world, that forgetfulness came into the world after the Cher of Adam HaRishon. Or we see that Shichacha came into the world after the Luchot Shniot. The first Luchot was Torah without Shichacha, was Torah without forgetfulness. The Luchot Shniot, because that was a higher level of Torah. The Luchot Shniot, the second Luchot, was Torah with forgetfulness, because that was Torah with the Yetzara. After the Chet HaEgel, which was Me'ein, the Chet of Adam HaRishon, right, where the Yetzara became part of the goof of the people, right, that was the concept of the Chet of Adam HaRishon, that the Yetzara was outside of us and then became part of us. It says now, what it says that then Shichacha came to us. See that Shichacha is associated with Ra. It says, "Velo zachah sa'amash kemit Yosef v'yishkachehu," and he forgot him. That means, whenever you find Shichacha, there's still Shlita of the Ra in the world. Yosef, by putting his emunah, by putting his trust in sa'amashkim, he caused the Shichacha. Because the Geula Atida, the future Geula, is not going to be based on our reliance on other people to bring the Geula. The Geula Atida is going to be based on our Zeche, our remembering that the only one who's going to be Goelas is the Kodesh Baruch Hu. And the purpose for that is because Yomot HaMashiach, try and understand, Yomot HaMashiach is the time of the clarity that Hashem Echad Ushmo Echad, the Kodesh Baruch Hu is the only thing in the world. So in order to bring on that time, we have to reach that level of Zikaron. We have to reach that level where we're completely dependent on Him. When we realize that nothing in this world, there's no one to rely on. Not the army, not the this, you know? Nothing. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to get us to a stage where all we rely on is Him. The Geula Atida, says Chazal, draw down the Ari, brings it. The Geula Atida is going to be that Yishmael, and we spoke about this before, but I'm going to show you how it connects. When Yishmael causes us, why is it called Yishmael? Vayishmakel, that the Kodesh Baruch Hu will hear our tefillahs. I will be so dependent on Him. We'll have such a realization that no one can save us from this goddess apart from Him. And that recognition is the Geula Atida. Because that's what the Geula Atida is there for. That we'll be one with that realization. That the only one to save us is the Kodesh Baruch Hu, Hu Ba'atzmo. You understand? So the question asked is, the Mitzrayim represents this concept of forgetfulness. Because Mitzrayim represents this Meitzah, this narrowness. Right? The Yetzirah, right, wants to narrow our lives. What do you mean narrow our lives? He wants to say that life is what we see, what we do, what our desires, our honor, right? He narrows our perspectives on lives. He says, Olam Hazeh, this narrowness in this world, Mitzrayim, represented all the physicalities in the world, right? Asher b'sar chamorim b'saram, the flesh of donkeys, right? Chamor is loshon chomriut, or zirmat susim zirmatam, that represents illicit relations, right? The all of physicalities was in Mitzrayim, right? We normally think, you know, in the world we live in, the world is, you know, I'm going to do what, you know, in Hebrew they say masha bali, in, you know, where they sell Coca-Cola, right? So they can't sell it to you, you know, it's not exactly, you know, it's bad for your teeth, terrible, the sugar, it's like, you know, it's caffeine there, all the amarin bishin in the world, right, all the bad things for you is this one cup of Coke. So how can they sell it to you, right? People are getting in America, you know, eat vegetables, vegans, right, you know, there's all these, now, against how they're going to get, so the advert, what's the advert? This is the advert of the Yetzirah. It's exactly the same advert. Live life and do how you feel. Right? Wait a minute, it's telling you, everyone wants to feel free. Do how you feel. Don't tell people about, you don't have to worry about, you know, all these sectors, about, you know, when you get older, this disease, or this disease, or this disease. Do how you feel. Forget about thinking about life. Do how you feel. Live for the moment. That's the Yetzirah. The Yetzirah tells you, something which we all want, to be marchiv agvul, to extend ourselves in the world. But what we don't realize is that that extension of our physicality is actually the meitzah, is the narrowness of the soul coming into us. You with me? That's the meitzah of Mitzrayim. When a person extends his body and is free in all his doings, right? He's free in the physical world. He goes, that's paro. He extends his boundaries, he's porer. He removes, like porer rosh ha'ish, he's megale himself. He reveals himself in the physical world. He extends himself in the physical world, right? That's Mitzrayim. That's the meitzer of the goof. Because now the neshama doesn't permeate the goof. And when the neshama doesn't permeate the goof, that's when you have shichacha. Shichacha comes, zchira comes, remembrance comes when a person's at one with his neshama. Then there's a zchira, there's a remembrance of those things which a person's supposed to remember. He remembers Yom HaMisa, he remembers that he's going to die one day, he remembers Olam HaBa, he remembers all the things that have potential. He remembers what he's here for. All the things, remembrance doesn't mean, you know, you remember your phone number, right? Remembrance means you're remembering those things which are important and you're living with those remembrances. You're living with those things. That's what remembrance means. So shichacha is to forget us for what we're here for. Forget us for what life's about. That's the Yetzirah. Do how you feel. Enjoy life. That's what you're here for. You're not here for that. It's making you forget what you're here for. Right? And the emuna. Emuna means the person goes out of his, you know, his physical realm. The emuna is when we think of a higher level, where you realize there's Olam Haba. We're living with Olam Haba. This is just a small amount of time. This is just a preparation. This is a pruzdo. It's an important pruzdo because if you don't go in the corridor, you're not going to get to the you're not going to get to the palace, right? But we have to understand that's the zechira that the Yetzer Tov, that our neshama gives us. But it only comes to us when it permeates us. All the time we have to remind ourselves. That's why I'm Sirish Hasharim. That's the sefer. That's the classic Musa sefer. Why does he say? What's his like? His main thing to fight the Yetzirah. Forget what he says. Of course, what he says is amazing. We can't, you know, what he puts in those few words. But what's the thing that goes through this book? He starts. He says, "My book. It doesn't come through reading it once. You have to read it again and again and again." Schira. The main fight of the Yetzirah is to remember yourself, remind yourself, and remind yourself, and remind yourself. Most of us know what's right to do. We just forget. Who makes us forget? For the moment, enjoy life. We just have to remind ourselves again. Toelet from reading Mesillas Yesharim comes from what? Reading it again and again and again. Why? Because our shichacha, when the mitzias of shichacha, when the mitzias of forgetfulness, the reminding of reading again and again. That's the reminding. That's bringing ourselves to the remembrance of what we're living for. That's the concept of Sechira. You understand? Now the third dream is Paro, with Paro. Now this is a very important dream because this is showing how there's the bittle of the Ra in the world. Vine Sheva Parot. So it says, Vine Mina Ya'o Olot Sheva Parot Yafot. From the Ya'o. Now Yo'or, Rashi says, Yo'or comes from the Nilus, right? And Rashi says, Yu'urim is like tracks, right? Yafot Mar'eh, beautiful, bebriot basan, full of fresh, v'tir ena ba'acho, and it was grazing in the fields. V'nei sheva parot acherot, other cows, olot acherim, come after the mina Yo'or, ra'ot Mar'eh, they're bad in look, v'dakot, and thin in flesh, V'tamodna etzel parot al svat ha'yo'o. And they stand by this parot al svat ha'yo'o. V'tochalna ha'parot ha'ra'ot. And they ate them. The parot ha'ra'ot ha'mar'eh dakot basa. Et sheva parot yafot ha'mar'eh. And they eat them. V'abriot. And the healthy ones. V'yikatz paron. And paro gets up. So first of all, we see this concept of v'yikatz paro. Paro gets up. Right? Mikates means end. Kates means end. Mikates is mokum kates, the place of the end. This is the place, v'yikatz paro, It doesn't mean Paro woke up. It means Paro ended. This dream is a representation of the end of Paro, the end of the Ra in the world. So it says, when it speaks about the Parot Hayafot, it says, Tirena Ba'acho. Ba'acho says, Chazal, Ba'acho is Loshon of Achva, Loshon of Achdut, of connection. The good in the world is connected. The Ra in the world doesn't say Ba'achva, is disconnect. Ra is always represented in Pirud. Whenever you have machlokas, when you have shelo l'shem shemayim, because l'shem shemayim is achdus, really. You're arguing how to come to Kodesh Baruch Hu. You're arguing to be miyachet, how to, right? That's why it's sofa litkayem, because it's going to one place. But shelo l'shem shemayim is pirud. Pirud always represents ra. Machlokas always represents ra. That's why machlokas is some of the worst things in the world come from machlokas. We see with the Achim of Yosef. This is a terrible thing that happened to the brothers of Yosef. This is the worst thing that happened. That's why this parasha and next week's parasha is the whole story. Yosef wasn't only bringing back all the lost aspects of the world, of the lost sparks back. He was also bringing his brothers back to Achva with him, to oneness with him. So this, and the only way that the good is sholet on the ra, has dominion over the ra, is when the good is ba'achva. If chas v'shalom klal Yisrael are mefurad, u'mefuza bin amim, who said that? Haman said that. When we're separate within ourselves, then Amalek has dominion, then Esav has dominion. So the tov has to be ba'achva. The ra could be ba'pirud, because that's the metzias of ra. Esav is a metzias of pirud. Why? We see Rashi says, well, the shivim nafesh, 70 soul, it says. We're going to learn that later. By Yaakov, it says 70 soul. By Esav, it says souls. So Rashi says, because we all serve one God. There's an achva, there's a connection. Esav, it's separate. They all have their own little avodah zarah, their own atzmiut, their own, you know, thinking about themselves. That causes pirud. So we see from the psukim that the parot represents the good. Now, the Nile came from parat, naha parat. So we see this concept of parat. Parat means loshen of pruruvu, right? Parot also, what's a para represent? A cow. A cow is basically a milk factory, a meat factory, right? Every aspect of it is fruit, the fruit that comes from it. That's why it's called the para. So it represents the fruition in the world, right? Mm-hmm. So parot yafot means there's a concept of pruruvu in the world. There's a shefa that comes from the good in the world, right? The ra is going to have no existence. The only way the ra has existence is when it connects to the tov. Here in the chalomot, the ra absorbs the tov and it remains thin. It's nichle. Right? It's nichle. It remains in the same form. Because batid lavo, there's not going to be any achiza, there's not going to be any connection of the ra to the tov. There's going to be a complete pirud. I.e., it's going to be the ra, even though here the psukim say that it absorbs the other parot. It absorbs them in a sense that they have no influence on them. You understand what I'm saying? It's not there for them anymore. You know, so they have no achiza in them. So that non-achiza, that non-connection to the good, because the good now has disappeared. But you see, it disappears from Tivlana, and it disappears, right? The Loshen of Tivlana, there's a Loshen that says, Bala ha-mavit le-netzach. Mavit will be absorbed forever, right? I.e., when the Ra has no achize, no connection with the Tov, with the Sheva Parot, right? Then Bala Hamavit, the death in the world, the Ra, which Malach Hamavit represents the Yetzirah, death in the world will be removed from the world, Lenetzach, and then there'll be come on the time of Mashiach. So this is what this dream represents. Now it's very interesting that this concept of Naha and Yo'or says Ramban, in different places of Bein Bechaya, concept of Yo'or is Yehi'or. This represents Oro Shel Mashiach. The awe of Mashiach is mitgaleh here. This awe comes from the Naha. Naha is brought down here. Mentioned the Zohar explains that Olam Haba, the awe of Olam Haba, is brought into this world through the Ye'or. And Ye'or represents this concept, this awe of Mashiach, the awe of Yosef. Yosef represents this light of Mashiach to come down into the world and bring this awe of Mashiach into the world. Yeah? There's a Igra de Kala. The Igra de Kala, he explains here on Derek Marshall, he says that Yimiket Shnataim Yamim, right? The end, Miket represents the end, Ketz of something, the beginning of something else. It says the end of Alpayim Torah, right? The end of 2,000 years, that's why it's Shnataim Yamim, and starts the 2,000 years of Mashiach. Paro, he says, is Loshen of Gilui, of revelation. Chalom, he says, is Loshen of Ve'achlim, that a person becomes healthy. I.e., in the Alpayim Shana of Yomot HaMashiach, with the time of Oro Shel Mashiach, Ye'or, the Oro Shel Mashiach in the world, the light of Mashiach in the world, which is the light of Yosef. That's what Yosef brings to the world. Yes? There's a Achlama. There's a fixing, right? Of the goof with his neshama. That's real hachlama, real refuah, healing, is when the goof comes together with the soul. That's the concept of Orav Shemashiach, and that's the concept of Yosef. And he says, this I'm adding a little bit, and this is the concept. We always see that Parashas Miketz comes on Chanukah. Right? The awe of Chanukah is that awe which goes down. We take our menorah, which represents the Shechina, goes down into the Rishus HaRabim, and which is fixing the world, which is bringing that, even Tichle Regel, the Talmud, I explained that, the removing all the Ra in the world, Loshen Kilui, removing all the Ra and bringing it back to its Shorish. When you remove the Ra, when we remove the Ra from ourselves, and we bring it back to our Shorish, that's the concept of Hachlama, of completion, of healing. And that's what Chanukah is about. Chanukah is when we return to our Shorosh, when we bring, when the light, that Ner Chanukah, that's what you see some people, you know, especially Rebbes, right? But other people as well. Look at the Neris of Chanukah, the awe in the Ner of Chanukah, so that we understand it. The awe in the Ner of Chanukah, that's an awe of healing. It's a light of healing, of bringing back are the lost parts of ourselves and reconnecting with ourselves. That's why Chanukah is a very, very special time. It's when this Ye'or, when this Vayehi Or, which is the Or, which is Ganuz for Tzadikim, comes down to us in the lower worlds. What happens on Chanukah, that it comes down this light, this is not a light that normally comes down into the world. This is the light of the Naha, that Yatsa Migan Eden. The Na, the Nilus, which represents the Puri of Arivia, right? That's what Parat represents. The fruition in the world, the fruition in terms of spiritual fruition. That's this light. It represents this Nachal, this Naha that comes. From the Naha comes this Nachal. From this Nachal comes the Nilus, right? It comes the Yorim, right? But each of us has our own little light, which connects to this Or HaGanuz, which is this Or of Mashiach, which is the Or in us, this Or of Torah, to reconnect. And in a certain sense, what there's the Or that comes down into the world through the Ner Chanukah is the same Or that comes to us when we go up to it, really, on Yom Kippur. It's the Or, the Yud Gimel Midas, the Or of HaKadosh Baruch Hu's 13 aspects of his expression, are the highest aspects of Rachamim. Chanukah is coming into the world. That's why Chanukah is like the Shem Mishmur. I don't know if you've heard it. The Shem Mishmur explains, Kaf Hei, where's Kaf Hei? On Kaf Hei Elul was the first day of creation. Yeah? That's the first day of Yehi O. So Yehi O was on Kaf Hei Elul. 3 months after Kaf Hei Elul, right, is when? Is Kislev, is Kaf Hei Kislev, Chanukah. 3 months says represents when we say Hayom Harat Olam, the impregnancy or the impregnation. The beginning of the world is the impregnation of the world, right? Rosh Hashanah is on the 6th day of creation. The 1st day of creation was Kaf Ha'elo. The pregnancy of the world, the Vayihi or in the world, was impregnated into the world in Kaf Ha'el. 3 months later, yeah, that's the concept of Hayom Harat Olam, Herayon, yeah, pregnancy. 3 months later is when it's Hukar Avlad, when the child and the woman recognize her outwardly, the beginning of her expression outwardly, yes, that she has a child. So Chanukah represents that period of time where it's Hukar Avlad, that awe of Mashiach begins to have it galut, that awe Haganuz begins to have revelation in the world. That's Kaf Hei of Chanukah. Right? And that's the Yo'or, that's the Yihi Or that's in this parasha. And that's the Or who's going to Tivlena. There's not going to be any Achiza around the world. We're going to bring all the Parot Yafot. Right? They're going to be Ba'achva. They're going to be Ba'achdus. And Klal Yisrael are going to be Ba'achdus. And when Klal Yisrael are Ba'achdus, then a Kodesh Baruch Hu comes into the world. Ba'achdus. Ushmo. Hashem Echad. Ushmo Echad. Right? You understand? And then we're going to Shibolim. These same Shibolim are these Alumot, Hadakot, right? So these, again, Vayikatz Paro. Paro is removed from the world, right? And, you know, then we have the Chautumei Mitzrayim, who tells them, you're going to have 7 daughters, and 7 daughters are going to die, right? They weren't wrong. They weren't wrong, right? Yosef explained the Chalom in a different way, so they were Paro, but they weren't wrong, the Chautumei Mitzrayim. When it said 7 daughters you're going to have, the Ra has daughters. The daughters are the Malchus, right? Just as you have, if you understand, we have Sheva Shibulim. All these Shevas we're mentioning, right? The Sheva Parot, Sheva Shibulim. Sheva represents, what does Sheva represent? We have 7 days of the week. Sheva represents the Olam HaMishpat, the world, the physical world. The physical world is going to have a new form, a goodness, an achva. These 7 sefirot, which are mushpa, right? And that's the concept of tishtachaven ale Yosef. These 7 sefirot, which have the shef that comes from Yosef, right? Begula atida. That's the awe of Yosef. These seven parot or seven shibulim are going to be meiti. We're going to tov means fully fixed, like meiti veteneres, you fix the neres, you put the petila in, and you meiti, you fix them. So these 7 aspects of the lower world are going to be fixed, and therefore, and the rise are going to have no achiza, no connection with them, and then there's going to be the death for 7 daughters of Paro, i.e., the female of the Ra, which is the expression of the Ra, right, is going to be finished, is going to be died. So Chautumei Mitzrayim weren't so wrong. They just, Paro didn't like their dream, right? He didn't accept the dream, because in that dream was showing the death of the Ra. And Yosef said it in a different way, but Lemaisa, Yosef, right, said it in a way that he would be sholet on the Ra. Because you see, the way that Yosef was poter these dreams, Yosef became shalit over Mitzrayim. Yosef became, had dominion over Mitzrayim, dominion over the Ra. When the Tov has dominion over the Ra, then the Ra is nifsak from the world. You with me? Understand?